Hi, Cole here, creator and narrator of The Town Whispers. It's been a long summer, but the leaves once again fall, and with autumn comes longer nights that beg for darker tales. And to fill those long, cold evenings, I've launched a brand new podcast called Tiny Terrors. Tiny Terrors is a nostalgic horror anthology series that is as fun as it is dark. Join three friends as they delve into a forgotten corner of storytelling history and bring to light the darker depths yet still hidden in those often untraveled corners. Subscribe, listen, and review Tiny Terrors wherever you listen to podcasts.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
The Town Whispers is a narrative horror podcast that will tell the many stories hidden behind the rain and the fog and the trees of a town called The Fort. And it's here, in The Fort, where secret deeds of ages past have until now been buried and are coming to light. Listener discretion is advised. Peggy could see them. The burnt man, Mother Cyprian, and even old farmer Alfie were there, standing in a semicircle around a man she didn't recognize. He wore fine clothes and held an umbrella to protect himself, as futile as it seemed from the sheets of rain that fell from above. His fine leather shoes, however, made no such pretense as their polished exterior slowly sunk into the bubbling mire growing beneath him as the earth drank from the storm.
I do say, this is one fine tree.
The trunk is impressive and its branches are nearly trees themselves. I would make an offer for the rights to log this fine specimen, but I doubt I've been lured here to partake in a lumber auction, have I? The gentleman turned to look at the three standing behind him. As he peered over his shoulder, a gleam in his eye, Peggy thought to herself for only a sliver of time that he looked like her father. It was something about his eyes, or his mouth, maybe it was his chin. With the flat end of an axe, Alfie, with a mighty swing, pierced the well-dressed man with an iron spike, pinning him to the tree. Alfie, it would seem you've slipped and driven an impressively large railway tie right through me.
Oh, quit your whining. It's about half as much as you deserve and twice as little as I'd like to give you.
Ah, a mighty swing. And to think I always thought you frail. Age has a way of catching up with us after all. Oh.
Oh, you better bet if I was half given to the dust, coughing up my own lung, gangrene rot up to the knee, I'd still take the time out of my busy schedule to give you the honors. Oh.
Well, we can certainly make that happen, you and I. Why, I think I'd like to rip your lungs out myself right about now. The finely dressed man began to pull at the metal spike jutting from his chest. If you... just give me a moment.
Your efforts will be in vain. We have taken the necessary precautions befitting the unnamed one.
I'll get it out. Oh, just you wait. Oh. You know, while we have a moment, I take offense to that moniker. I have plenty of names, and I'd like them all very much. Simply not that one. My, oh my, Alfie, you sure did stick me good, Alfie.
Well, I ain't got so much power these days, Charles, or Adam, Lady Mormont, whatever the hell you want to be called. But I doubt even you understand how much power is in the bond between brothers. You know, on account of you being the bastard child of nothing and being absolutely intolerable to be around. But you see, I got a brother. Love him dearly. Had to put him to use, though, just to get rid of you. I hugged him while he drowned in his own vomit. And then I nearly upchucked myself as I pulled his guts out. You've been Charles Lepont for so long now. And before him, well, not once have you ever been in the muck yourself. You're always living the high life. So I doubt very much you've got any idea how long the human intestine is. So why don't you take this as an educational moment? As you're on your way out. Now listen here. The human intestine is very long. And if you cure it and dry it, it stays nice and malleable like a sturdy rope. Now, I ain't got any delusions that rope would be keeping you tied tight. But then you gotta take into account the bond between brothers. It's strong. Impossible to break, even by the likes of you. And you see, this here length I got looped in my hands. My brother gave this to me, and I plan to put it to good use.
Alfie dumped the length of cured entrails in the mud at his feet, muttering under his breath, inaudible to Peggy. The makeshift rope began to unfurl and fatten as it too, like the earth, drank from the rain and engorged itself, returning in part to its original state while still maintaining the clever knotwork placed in its length by Alfie.
I see tempers are rising, but let's perhaps take a moment.
Despite the gentleman's protests, the length of entrails continued as it slithered towards Charles, reaching his shiny leather shoes covered in mud, and began wrapping itself around his leg. Charles LePont, with gusto, tried to kick it off, but still it wound its way up his body and around his chest, and then doubling its length, still with no more sense than nightmares make, it began to wriggle its way up around his throat, and then onwards up into the tree, pulling his bare chin up and exposing the tender Adam's apple in his throat, which bobbed with the nervous swallows of startling panic.
But I have a son, huh? Oh, a boy. You don't want this now. Think of him growing up with a father. The tender tears. A boy rendered fatherless. I couldn't bear to think of my little Mark all alone.
Oh, that's all right. I'm sure he'll make do just fine without you.
The burnt man, with an axe of his own in hand, walked towards the tree.
She looks so gentle, but trust me, Cyprian is a bit of a bully. If it were up to me, I'd rather not have all the fuss, but here we are after all. I hope you understand.
In one swift motion, the man of soot and ash lifted the axe up and over his shoulder, and a single decisive swing brought it round.
This town will always belong to...
And clean through the neck of Charles LePont. The burned man looked down at the motionless face, which sat stuck in a moment of fury as the bodiless head began to sink into the puddle it had fallen in.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch that. Maybe you should speak up just a little.
All right, quickly now. We must divide his body before he has a chance to escape. If we are not swift, some other meat will be donning his shadow before daybreak if he isn't particular.
Oh, don't get all muddied up yourself, eh? Just leave it to us, then. Why would I expect anything different? The Abbess would never get her hands dirty. Always up to us.
Oh, yes. I have been looking forward to this. There will be such a delightful catharsis in tearing the unnamed first amongst equals apart, piece by piece.
Oh, don't be so crude. Now hurry. We must feed him to the oak so that we may drown his shadow and bind it indefinitely.
After you, Alfie.
Oh, no, I insist. Age before beauty, you demented piece of charcoal.
Ah, she's finally awake. You took such a tumble through the rotten attic floor and knocked your head quite viciously, but you looked as if you were having the most delightful sleep. I wonder what wonderful things you dreamt of.
today's episode was written and performed by Cole Weavers. Sound production and editing by Matt Black. Our theme song is by the ever-wonderful Charlie P.S. The fort is built on secrets and shadows, on unspoken truths and the designs of the Long Shadows, whoever they may be. But it's also built on the support of its townsfolk. Would you like to support our tiny little monstrosity of a town by mending the roof of the church? Or keeping the doors of the sanatorium for the lost and unwanted open? Or perhaps you'd rather help build the mausoleum for the ones who will never die? In thanks for your support, and for only a few dollars a month, you'll receive episodes of The Town Whispers released early and forever ad-free, as well as exclusive short stories and one-shots to expand your knowledge of what lays dormant and watching under the earth. Would you like to see, with your own frail eyes that can only see what can be imagined by the goodness of a heart drenched in humanity, by receiving digital rewards of the visual variety? All this and more will be revealed on our Patreon. Please consider joining us at www.patreon.com/thetownwhispers. If you would like to support us in other ways, please consider following us on Facebook and Instagram and on Twitter at The Town Whispers, or by leaving a 5-star review wherever you listen to podcasts. For more information on the show, please head on over to www.thetownwhispers.com.
I got the ghost of you inside of my head. What I'm supposed to do, the blood has been shed. He got a dark past in a soul that's unfed. What I'm supposed to do is already dead. He's already dead. He's already dead. He's already dead. Oh, already dead.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to. Courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at YoQuieroDineroPodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.